The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
In a world where everyone was making big budget action movies.
Hey, Peter, what's up?
Not much, man. What are you doing?
I'm actually watching this really interesting documentary on 17th century Spanish sailing vessels. It's actually pretty interesting.
Is it now?
It is. I just said it is.
Okay.
They dared to do something different.
So what are we doing tonight, Peter?
I don't know, man. I don't know. Order some food or whatever.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm bored, dude.
Yeah. Me too.
Stoner Jesus and St. Peter are dull and duller. Coming to a theater near you.
Can we play some Pong on Atari?
Yeah, I guess so, man. I guess so. Is this really it? Is this all we have to do?
Yeah, man. I don't know. Are we gonna order some food?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so, man. I guess so. Whatever. I really don't care anymore.
CannabisRadio.com presents The Stoner Jesus Show.
I've created very few things outright in my life. That's one of them. That's my shit. I'm not going to have it run into the ground by a bunch of whiny fucking dickweeds.
What's up, everybody? I think we're on the air. Holy crap. Imagine that. This is Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus. We're here every Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific on CannabisRadio.com. Podcast on CannabisRadio.com, of course. Cast shows as well on StonerJesus.net. Everything you want to know about the show. Social media links. Every place you can find the show. All the different podcasting platforms like iTunes and iHeart and all that shit can be found at stonerjesus.net. I'm on Twitter at stonerjesus420. Hit me up, yo. It's on Facebook, of course, facebook.com/stonerjesus420. On Periscope, stonerjesus420. There's a lot of places. Got a lot of stuff going on. I'm a big, important person on the social media. If you want to email the show, I'm going to go old school. StonerJesus420@gmail.com. If you're on Facebook, search Disciples of Stoner Jesus on Facebook. That's Disciples of Stoner Jesus. That's our group for the show. You can't see it right now, but I'm making Donald Trump hand gestures as I talk. It is Inauguration Day. We'll check in live from the inauguration here in mere moments. Keep track of all the festivities. That's Donald Trump. Yes, that's right. If you just woke up out of a coma after being asleep for 20 years, Donald Trump becomes the 45th president of the United States today in Washington, D.C. I know, right? What a fucking crazy time we live in. In any case, our group for the show, Disciples of Stoner Jesus on Facebook. St. Pierre is supposed to be here. I have not seen him. I think he forgot that we do shows here anymore, which some of our listeners might have as well. Last week, I was sitting here all ready to do a show. I got everything ready. Ready to go, just like I hopefully do right now. Phone lines are open, by the way. 1-347-414-WEED. On Skype, it's Stoner Jesus 1. That's Stoner Jesus in the number 1. So, I'm here last week. I'm ready to go. I'm going to get this shit done. Do our Friday show. I don't know. It just went to shit immediately. Absolutely immediately. Nothing played. I started erasing shit out of like the little queue I have with the promos and the commercials and all that shit. It started taking chunks out of that. I had no fucking idea what was going on. Once again, I have to thank George, the program director at CannabisRadio.com. He's the reason you're hearing me at all right now through this medium. He got on my computer through TeamViewer and 3 minutes, he knew what the fucking problem was, what I had to do to fix it. It seems at some point, now, many of you know, listen to the show, I've been listening the last few months, I switched the show over to a new computer for the first time in 5 years. Not only was it a new computer, but it was also a new broadcasting software. Not only the broadcasting software I use, the more advanced version, does not work well with Windows 10. It worked great with Windows 7. I never had a fucking problem with it. I had a lot of technical problems. Always have with this show. But none of them came from that broadcasting software on that computer. Apparently, Windows 10 doesn't play well with that, so I had to get an older version of the broadcasting software. So I've been working with that. So last week, I get on here, just nothing. Just absolutely nothing works. I come to find out that at some point before last week's show, I had erased a folder off my hard drive of this computer, the new studio computer. Excuse me. It was a folder that I had like all the promos, the bits, the commercials, everything you hear. It's not me, pretty much. When I go to break, all that shit, the bumper music, the intro music, the intro you just heard, all that shit was all in one folder. Somehow, I spaced out and I deleted that folder and I don't remember doing it. I was smoking some good shit that night. But, so that's why it didn't work. The broadcasting software needs like a path to go onto the hard drive and pull the file and play it. And that path was no longer there, so it went to look for it and there was nothing. And it said, hey, fuck this dickhead. We're not going to play anything. We're going to start just erasing this shit because I can't find any of this shit you got loaded up. I can't, the broadcasting software couldn't find any of it. So, I had to redo all that. I'm still in the process of sending over a lot of old bits and stuff because that's just a mountain of shit. You would be amazed at the dumb shit we've done over the years. The sheer amount of it. All the commercials, the promos, the bumper music, the jingles, fucking everything. Everything had to be reloaded. So hopefully it works today as it's supposed to. But that's why we didn't do a show last week. User error. Mucho user error. So again, thanks to George, who was helped me realign the wake and bake on Friday mornings a few times now since we moved over to this new computer. So welcome, everybody. Here we are. We're live on the air. A few more things going on. As I said, the inauguration of Donald Trump is going on. We'll check in with that in a moment. We spare no expense with this show, so we sent an intern in Washington, D.C. with a microphone to get some live reactions and the sights and the sounds. Well, not the sights because you can't see it, but the sounds from the Trump inauguration. Still, I don't know if I ever get used to saying that. I don't know if I ever used to saying President Trump or Donald Trump the president or just Donald Trump, broke out a window at the White House today. Throwing a fucking football at something at his son. I don't know. I don't think I ever get used to it. But we'll see. A lot of stuff going on today. Stoner Jesus homeschooling lesson. I know a lot of you homeschool your children. And these little fuckers, well, they need to hear some truth. I'm going to spit some truth at them. Not literal spit, but audio spit. Those little fucking crumb grabbers. Teach them a lesson. by being whiners. Little goddamn whiners. Also, weed news. Gay news. The Church of Stoner Jesus, with your phone calls, you'll be able to call in your confessions, all that shit. You can also chill with us in the chat room. We're on CannabisRadio.com. We're also on Spreaker. Cannabis Radio On Air on Spreaker. There's a chat area there. If you want to check in, I will check that periodically. Among all the other things that I'm doing. Now, we are doing the Toker Supply giveaway, another Toker Supply giveaway. If you remember, a few months ago, we couldn't give away second prize in our Toker Supply giveaway. TokerSupply.com. White Mike won it, but he didn't want it. He didn't want it for whatever reason. And I really make a contingency plan for that. Because I'm just Jesus. I can't think of everything. So we're doing another giveaway. We're doing it on Facebook. There's a Stoner Jesus Show Toker Supply giveaway page on stonerjesus.net. Go check it out. Or just go check out our Facebook page. You'll find the posts. It says TokerSupply.com giveaway at the top of the post. There's like four or five of them on there. One's pinned to the top. You cannot miss it. Like and share those posts. And the more you do it, the better your chances. February 10th, on this show, live, we'll announce the winner. Give away the Rasta Bong and the Gas Mask Bong. Stoner Jesus Show Toker Supply giveaway page on stonerjesus.net. Or just go to our Facebook, facebook.com/stonerjesus420. To find out how to win, find details, like and share those posts. You have a chance to win as long as you're 18. So on and so forth. And good luck. In a few weeks, we'll pick the winner. 3 weeks, to be exact, on the February 10th show. That'll be awesome. We're supposed to have VDJ Sexy Hippie today. She had a family emergency. So she'll probably not be on the show. But there's just so much going on. Especially when you only can manage to do a show once every couple weeks. Because you're such a technological fuck-up. Man, there was a time, like I said, on my old computer, when I used the broadcasting software, most of the problems I had was with, like, Skype or with Spreaker. And I always blame them. Sometimes it was me, but more often than not, it was them. But since we've made the switch over, man, it's all me. I'm crashing and burning, son. We'll see how this one goes. Will I flip out and break one of these fucking computers? No, I won't. Because that would be dumb. Since I'm the one that paid for them, I will not be doing that. A lot of stuff going on today. Before we check in with the inauguration, I do want to talk about the video show. There's a video show coming. It'll be the Stoner Jesus Show. It'll be on Facebook Live. And with the video podcast, we'll also go on our YouTube page. And I'll embed the Facebook videos on a page on stonerjesus.net. There'll be many ways to get it. I'll also pull the audio from those shows and put that on stonerjesus.net, and you'll be able to get that audio as well. That'll also go to Stitcher. I don't know about other places yet, like iTunes and iHeartRadio, but definitely stonerjesus.net and Stitcher will have the audio MP3 versions of the video show. Video show is probably going to be Sunday nights, maybe 8 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Eastern, I don't know. I'll plan for about an hour show, but it'll go as long as it goes. There's no time limit. When I'm done doing shit, I'm done. And that's it. We got some syndication opportunities, and there'll be an opportunity for that show to be in front of more people than anything I've ever done. I've had parody songs played on, Bubba Love Sponge and Billy Madison, which are syndicated shows on terrestrial radio. But nothing would be more exposure for the show than what may be coming with this video show. We have one more test to do, a big, full-fledged test, just like it was an actual show. Well, kind of. Close as I can get. And then, not this Sunday, but maybe next Sunday, which I guess will be the 29th, I'm hoping to start doing weekly shows every Sunday night on our Facebook, facebook.com/stonerjesus420. Again, search Stoner Jesus on Facebook. I think there's imposters on there, but we're the one that has about 15,000 likes right now. That's me. That's the authentic. That's the real. That's the real, bitch. There's all kinds of videos all over Facebook right now about the inauguration. I think Trump's at the White House having coffee with the Obamas. That's weird. But like I said, check out the video show, and we're going to go live now to the, we sent an intern in Washington, D.C. to have a microphone to get the sounds of the inauguration. Let's open that line, see what we've got going so far. What the hell is that? That's the wrong button. What is that? That was weird. I would say, intern, please come check this, but or find out what the fuck's going on, but I don't think there's any interns here. I don't think there's... Let's check in with... there's a rally of Hillary supporters. Check in with them. Now, look, I didn't vote for Trump, but just the fucking meltdown that people are having is one of the interesting aspects of what's going on. Just all this is just fucking weird. There's no way to really express. If you're listening to this like 40 years from now, which I know you will be, these shows will stand the test of time. If you're listening to shows sometime way in the future and you weren't around for the Trump presidency, there's really no way to put into words what it's like here at the beginning. It's January 20th, 2017. I don't know if I said that. I said Inauguration Day. But I don't know. There's just... there's no way. I'm sitting here, I'm fucking searching for words. There's none. There's none to express how weird it is. Donald Trump is someone we all have known the name of for over 30 years. One of the most famous people in the United States. One of the most famous people in the world. One of the most famous names ever in history. All time fucking ever. And he's the president of the United States now. Donald Trump. The guy with his fucking name all over all those buildings and casinos. They had the reality show. All that shit. He's president of the United States. Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to get the fucking feed from DC. What? It's not working. It's not working. Let me try something else. Whoops. Ugh. Shit's so difficult. There's no one here to help me. Let's try this. Is this the one? I don't know. I'm just going to start hitting fucking buttons. I mean, there's no one. I don't see anybody fucking running in here to help me. God damn it. I'll start pushing fucking buttons. Oh, what is that? Oh, shit. Live from the inauguration. The intern guy whose name I forgot. You there? Intern dude. Dude. I want to say Frank? Brian? You there, man? That's not good, dude. Jonathan, that's his name. There you go. Jonathan, are you there? Intern Jonathan? Oh, yeah. Okay, well, let's cut that off. We'll go back to the Hillary rally that's happening simultaneously with the inauguration. Oh. That's a shame. So that's what's going on in D.C. We'll check periodically throughout the show. The fucking production quality on the show is second to none. The gold standard of broadcasting and podcasting. Oh, fuck. Stern Jesus homeschooling lesson coming up. This is Wake and Bake with Stern Jesus, January 20th, 2017, Inauguration Day in the United States. We're on Campus Radio every Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific time. Stay tuned, hoes.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods, everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to Hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere, but it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having temptations.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Voober vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Voober vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be, the Voober way.
Everyone deserves the medicine they need. Aaron's Premium CBD Essentials and CBD Nectar products are made from plant-based organic ingredients, grown and processed in the United States. Our unique formula of coconut oil and coconut water, infused with CBD oil, is ideal for all skin types and provides maximum relief. Aaron's Essentials was formulated by 9/11 first responder and stage 4 cancer survivor Aaron Sieber. As a cannabis connoisseur, Aaron began making and using his own lab-tested medicinal cannabis products to help relieve the side effects of his rigorous cancer treatments. Visit www.canisaurbrands.com for more information on Aaron's Essentials and learn how you can pay it forward. That's CANNAISSEURBRANDS.com.
Next to THC and CBD, you can now add CBR to your cannabis vernacular. CBR as in cannabisradio.com.
Mindful of sustainable practices and limiting their environmental footprint, Sansal Hemp is always grown outdoors, as nature intended. By starting with uniform genetic profiles, Sansal ensures the plant will maintain its optimal performance and yield consistently throughout its life cycle. It is through innovative processes that Sansal is able to achieve pure whole hemp extracts and meet industry requirements and the level of quality desired by many of their customers. Healthy plants, healthy people. SansalCBD.com. Improve your lifestyle naturally.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put the big celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Hemping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. Business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot proofed by the man who run High Times. Oh yeah, get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me on crops, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
Cash?
Sorry.
I don't carry around cash, and I don't want to use the ATM and pay surcharges.
You don't need to carry cash. Haven't you heard about PayQuick?
Okay, tell me about PayQuick.
It's the safe and easy way to pay. It works just like your debit card to securely pay for your purchase and gives you rewards points every time you use it.
Nice.
PayQuick, the safe and easy way to pay. PayQuick.com.
Seeking a career in cannabis? Ready to become the next great budtender? Increase your knowledge, skills, and higher ability with a Trichome certification today. Trichome Institute is the only cannabis education company in the world with courses that include textbooks, workbooks, and expert-approved and government-certified curriculum. Trichome now offers these courses online. Take the courses at your own pace with 24/7 live human support from anywhere in the world. These courses are perfect for physicians, pharmacists, MMJ parents or patients, adult use customers, and most of all, aspiring bud tenders. The course includes full access to the cannabis industry's largest job board and even includes resume building help. Register for online courses with the cannabis industry's educational leader in science, education, and training. Visit TrichomeInstitute.com today.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah, Waking Back with Stoner Jesus, January 20th, 2017. Here every Friday, live on CannabisRadio.com, 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific Time. Come chill with us. For more information on the show, go to stonerjesus.net. It's time now for a Stoner Jesus homeschooling lesson. A lot of you parents out there, you homeschool your children. There are some things that they don't learn. They might learn in public school. They might learn in other ways. Maybe they did learn. I don't know. If they did, good for them. They don't have to listen. They can go away. And all you other children's, gather around the iPhone or the iPad or the computer or the Android or whatever you're listening to this on and listen up. I'm someone older than you. With age comes perspective. Even if you're the smartest 18-year-old in the world, you don't know shit. You don't know shit. And all the knowledge you do have doesn't mean anything because there's no perspective with it. Knowledge without perspective is fucking useless. Something that perspective has taught me as I've grown older. Now, a couple weeks ago, I was going to talk about this on last week's show, but we'll do it this week. Because I'm not going to waste anything. Very efficient with content. Before last week's show, I got into ended up getting into a discussion with some people about millennials. I said something about millennials being, you know, pampered, whiny motherfuckers who are offended at everything. And lo and behold, some of them got offended about that I said that. One accused me of targeting all millennials with these broad generalizations and so on and so forth. Which, first of all, Twitter is 140 characters. I don't have time to spell out everything. You know, all the little fucking nuances of what I'm talking about. Obviously, when I take a large group and lump them in all together, I'm talking generally. It's a literary device. It saves space, it saves time. Obviously, not every single millennial is alike, although, as I pointed out that day on Twitter, it seems each successive generation gets more clone-like than the one before. Again, maybe I don't have enough perspective yet to say that. Time will tell. That's my feeling at this point. The point is this, because they're whining about, you know, oh, well, you know, houses are more expensive and shit. Look, I'll be the first one to tell you that, yeah, the way the dollar has been devalued over the last 100 years is fucking nuts. I'm not going to go into the Federal Reserve and a long rant on that and how they've destroyed 96% of the fucking value of the dollar over the last 100 years. When the 100 years before, it had no fucking problem at all because it was based on the gold standard. It was actually worth a little more after 100 years than it started out. But fuck all that. Yeah, shit's more expensive. But do you know how fucking lucky you are? The technological advancements. And people joke around and say, oh, well, we don't have, you know, jetpacks and flying cars. First of all, we don't have jetpacks and flying cars because that shit's incredibly dangerous. A jetpack, I'm going to strap a big fucking a tube on my back that causes an explosion that propels me into the air. I'm going to have some kind of fuel to ignite that. I'm going to strap all that in my fucking back and go flying around in the air. That's why there's no jetpacks, because it's a dumb idea. Nobody's going to buy a fucking jetpack, and if they do, after the first three or four people slam into the side of a fucking building or something and break their necks, sales will drop precipitously. Same thing with flying cars. We got ground and tires and wheels. We're fine. We're fine. We got planes. If you really got to get in the fucking air, we got planes and hot air balloons and all that other shit. Again, not jetpacks, sorry. And we don't have flying cars because you don't want fucking cars falling out of the sky and landing on your house. If your car dies on the highway, you just pull over to the side of the road. If it dies in the air, well, you got some shit. You know all those cars, when you drive down the highway, you see a car on the side of the road, that car, if it was flying, would have crashed into something. So, anyway, it's not the point. Man, that's seriously fucking sidetracked there. The point is this. You know, you're the fucking poor in this country. They have three TVs and a car, and because I know, because I'm fucking poor. You want to get down the brass fucking tax, whatever the yearly income is for poor people, for poverty, I'm officially below that shit. So I know of which I speak. And yeah, I'm sitting here doing a fucking show. I'm staring at two computer screens. I'm communicating worldwide through a microphone that and broadcasting my ranting all over the internet. And you're listening to it on a phone or a computer. Instant worldwide communication. You have temperature-controlled homes. Fucking everything. Everything. Yes, shit's more expensive. And again, if you got a problem with that, go fucking look into the Federal Reserve. Go look into the Federal Reserve and what they do and what their function is and how they carry out their function and do something about it. Audit the Fed, end the Fed, whatever. But in almost every fucking way, you're better off now than the generations 30, 40, 50 years ago. You know, the Depression was less than 100 years ago. Those fucking people were eating potato soup and sleeping in fields. You're tweeting on your iPhone. And, God, that's so tough because there's so much stuff and Trump and genders and trigger warnings and safe spaces and so on and so forth. Being a fucking whiny bitch. Just saying. Just attempt some perspective. I know you're young and you're stupid because I was young and stupid once. I'm still kind of stupid. I'm not so young anymore. But, you know, both will grow with age. Hopefully they'll be less stupid, but there will be more age. But with more age comes more perspective, and we bring it full circle. Because I knew what I was doing all along. We'll talk more about this in the Church of Stoner Jesus at the beginning of the second hour. Because I'm talking more then about, you know, how to gain perspective. Because I've been ranting about you need to gain perspective. Well, I'll tell you how to accelerate the process a little bit. Again, another advantage of perspective. And again, we bring it back. Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus. We've got weed news coming up. All kinds of shit from the last couple weeks in weed news. Jeff Sessions, his testimony about being Attorney General, being confirmed for Attorney General. National Academy of Sciences finds conclusive evidence that marijuana is an effective medicine for some ailments. The normalization of marijuana. Colorado mayor has some advice for people in Massachusetts. And lawmakers in Massachusetts about how to handle their marijuana legalization and regulating a marijuana industry in Massachusetts. All of that coming up. Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus. CannabisRadio.com, January 20th, 2017. Hold on, let's go. Let's check in with the inauguration. See how things are going. On. Doesn't sound good. Crazy, a lot going on. We'll be back. We'll be back with weed news. Welcome back with Stoner Jesus. Stay tuned. Biatch.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
growing green to generate more green.
Hello to all you happy herbalizers, smiling trippy hippies, and everyone who believes in freedom and tolerance. This is The Grow Show, and I'm Kyle Cushman.
From food to fuel, from remedy to resource.
Welcome my guest, Ed Rosenthal, the guru of ganja. Let me ask you, right now I hear your lighter clicking. Are you smoking indoor or are you smoking sun grown?
What am I smoking? I'm smoking concentrate.
Way to get out of the answer there. So you're truly like the king, right? You just clap your hands and somebody brings you a bowl and you're all set, right?
I wish that were the case.
The Grow Show with Kyle Cushman, only on CannabisRadio.com.
From high atop Mount Soledad in San Diego, California, 100 feet above sea level. Good morning. It's Good News with cannabis nurse Heather.
This plant is amazing. Positive change is happening. We did it. No matter who you are, you can make a positive impact on the world.
I would rather be illegally alive than legally dead.
And that quote helped to give you strength.
Nurse Heather is only on CannabisRadio.com.
Good morning, Cannabis Nurse Heather. I said palm tree,
make California. Yo, this is your boy TJ, Trinidad James. You're listening to Dr. Dina on Cannabis Confidential. L.A., what up?
Name James, man. I'm worried like I need
to... People were so excited to see you supporting our industry, and it's so important to see people who are mainstream, who are out there, that people look up to.
That was my first one ever going to, so that was definitely a big deal for me. It's not just, oh man, just come smoke a bunch of joints. It's a lot of science into it. It's way more interesting than a lot of people might think, who look down, per se, on what we enjoy.
Cannabis Confidential, only on CannabisRadio.com.
CannabisRadio.com keeps you in the know Monday through Friday on air and on demand with Cannabis Radio News, presented with the definitive worldwide news source, the Associated Press. Stay informed with exclusive news on all things cannabis. Cannabis Radio News, live weeknights at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific, during the Russ Belville Show, or download the daily podcast exclusively on CannabisRadio.com, as well as iTunes, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. When breaking news happens in the cannabis industry, Cannabis Radio News delivers the details first.
CannabisRadio.com proudly presents the newest and greatest podcast in the galaxy, The Real Dirt with Chip Baker, your insider industry connection to accurate and entertaining information about cannabis technology, production, cultivation, and everything in between. Rolling joints and dropping knowledge about cannabis technology, production, cultivation, and everything in between. The future of legal cannabis has arrived, and we want to give you The Real Dirt with Chip Baker. Look for new episodes at CannabisRadio.com, TheRealDirt.com, or subscribe to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio.
Tommy Chong is ready to cut through the smoke and change the tone of Tilk Radio.
Obama, for instance, no matter what he said, there's a whole bunch of people that are going to be against him for saying whatever it is. Santa Claus is a nice guy. Someone says, Santa Claus must be a thief if Obama likes him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a racist attitude.
The Tommy Chong Podcast, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome to my world.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Now, here's cannabis news coverage you can count on. From the Stoner Jesus Show's Cannabis Radio Newsroom, inside the rectory, this is Weed News.
This is Weed News. Welcome back, everybody. Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus, live on CannabisRadio.com, January 20th, 2017. Inauguration Day in Washington, D.C. Checking with the inauguration and the Hillary rally live here soon. And now it's time for Weed News. We get our Weed News from Cannabis Tweets on Twitter. That's Cannabis Tweets with a Z. A lot of stuff going on the last couple weeks. Big news, of course, that 10 days ago or so, Jeff Sessions had his testimony before the Senate, Judicial Committee, whatever the fuck it is, the ones that decide on the Attorney General, and then, of course, the whole Senate has to approve him, which they probably will. But in any case, a lot of people in the marijuana community, the cannabis community, were interested in what Jeff Sessions was going to say about marijuana. He was asked about that by Senator Patrick Leahy and somebody else, I believe. I wrote a story about it on thesmokingbud.com. Anyway, the point is this, the bottom line. He basically said that he's not going to commit to not using federal resources and enforcing federal law when it comes to marijuana in states that have made it legal, but he also acknowledged that there was a problem with resources and carrying that out. You can look all over the cannabis community and find people who say, oh, well, you know, that's good. He's going to lay off marijuana, to the people who say, oh, fuck, you know, the fucking apocalypse is coming. He's going to eviscerate marijuana, because there's a few things that he can do if he so chose. And I guess got approval from Trump. I don't know how that's going to work. But again, I get the sense from Trump that he's going to want to make every decision. And hopefully that will cause him to say, hey, just fucking don't worry about weed. We got a wall to build, and we got tens of millions of illegal immigrants to deport somehow. Like, that's not going to happen. The plans are very grandiose. He's going to deport 12 million people. Talk about a resource problem. And he's going to build a wall on the border with Mexico, which is very long. Another resource problem. In any case, the bottom line is this. We don't know what Jeff Sessions is going to do. He left the door open to do whatever he wants to do. And whatever he does, you're not going to be able to look back at this testimony and say, oh, here you said you weren't going to do that, because he didn't. He didn't say anything. And I think that was the point. He's going to leave it open. He's going to find out probably what Trump wants, what's possible. Because Jeff Sessions, if you know his background, he doesn't like weed, doesn't like marijuana legalization. If there's something that he can do, he will. He also says something I agree with. He said that if everybody's so fucking worried about it, then Congress needs to legalize it. And I completely agree. You know, we wouldn't be having any of these fucking discussions if it was federally legal. They wouldn't be asking him questions about weed, because he wouldn't be enforcing any fucking federal laws, because there wouldn't be any. He's absolutely right about that. If it's such a big fucking deal to everybody, which it is, then those people need to put pressure on their congressmen and their senators and let them know that it is a big fucking deal and to do something about it. Because if marijuana bills pass in the Republican-controlled Congress and they're sent to Trump's desk, he's going to sign it. He's not going to waste time with it. The fear, of course, is that he's going to let Sessions loose and say, look, you know, whatever you want to do, go do it. I got more important shit to worry about. And then Jeff Sessions does whatever he wants, which is do as much damage to the legal marijuana industry as possible, and he could do considerable damage. You know, he could scare away all the investors. He could shut down businesses, threaten states with pulling federal funding, so on and so forth. It could get bad. But we're just going to have to wait and see. There's absolutely no way to know what's going to happen. And as I say, you can, depending on who you ask, you get all kinds of opinions about it. Other stories up on Cannabis Tweets on Twitter. That's Cannabis Tweets with a Z. Businesses are taking marijuana products mainstream. Businesses are looking to normalize medical marijuana. This has a lot to do with the medical marijuana dispensaries and the retail shops. You know, they don't look like, they're not being set up by a lot of these companies as like Rasta dens or whatever. They look like professional retail outlets. Like, you look at these pictures, it looks like a fucking cell phone store. Which is great, because one, the market of people who like the Rasta stores, they don't mind going to a cell phone store either and buying weed. So you still have them. And then you get the whole other market of people who don't want to go into what looks like a fucking hippie way station to buy weed. They want to go in there. They want to talk to somebody who's professional, knows what the fuck they're talking about, and can help them find a strain or a piece or a product or an edible or a infused whatever. Somebody has knowledge, somebody's professional, somebody can fucking help them get what they need so they can get on with their day. Because in the end, that's what everybody wants to do. They want to go, if we're going to buy, have legal weed, we're going to go into a store, we're going to pick it, maybe get a little help, maybe not, doesn't matter. Take it to someone, they ring it up, you give them money, you leave. That's what we're looking for. And yes, home growing is important, but most people, like myself, I can't see myself growing if it was legal. I just can't. I'm not good at that. I'm one of those people that would just want to go to a store and buy it. Let somebody else grow it. Someone who's good at it. Someone knows what they're doing. Been doing it for years. Know all the ins and outs, the lights, you know, the spider mite problems, the ventilation, the all that, the lighting schedule, the vegetation, the flowering, so on and so forth. There's tons of people out there who know that shit. I have basically the knowledge, but I don't have the skill, the aptitude, the patience. Many of the things that make a good grower. I don't have the patience at all. You see some of these motherfuckers, they spend a lot of time with their plants, maintaining them and making sure they're healthy. I don't have what that takes. My fortitude involves walking into the store and say, yeah, I want an ounce of that right there. I want an ounce of Northern Lights. I get the fuck out of here. I'm going to go home and smoke it. And I have to worry about my plants because I don't have any because someone else is fucking growing it and I'm buying it. But anyway, that's the point of those stories. The normalizing, quote unquote, of marijuana. There's also new laws in Michigan that are really going to shore up the medical marijuana program. If you follow the medical marijuana program in Michigan, as I do because I read the news and I have for years as far as cannabis, it's been a clusterfuck. It was not a good law to begin with. It was very vague. There were all kinds of court battles and just, you know, so much animosity and so many rays between law enforcement and the medical marijuana caregivers. And it's just been a clusterfuck. But hopefully now they can set up dispensaries and all that shit and get stuff more in line and not have so many problems. And a lot of the problems just come from just there's so many restrictions. There's so many restrictions on marijuana that's not on alcohol. There's so many restrictions on medical marijuana that's not placed on alcohol. Lawmakers in New Jersey are still moving ahead with legalization despite Chris Christie being a big fat bastard who doesn't like legalization. But he's leaving in November or a year from now, whenever the fucking governor of New Jersey leaves. They have a new governor. So legislature's just like, hey, we're going to do this and see where it goes. And once Christie's gone, then we can talk about actually legalizing marijuana in New Jersey. In 2016, all weed buyers in Canada and the United States, and I wrote about this on marijuanatimes.org, it should be up soon if it's not already, spent over $53 billion, that's right, I said $53 billion on weed. Of course, that's an estimate. It's really hard to pinpoint illegal weed sales, but ArcView, many of you heard them, ArcView Market Research. They attempted it. They say about 87% of sales still come from the black market with marijuana, but that legal marijuana sales in North America was basically, I don't think they threw Mexico in there, but in Canada and the United States at least, legal sales are almost $7 billion, with again over $53 billion total, which is more revenue than generated by McDonald's and Starbucks combined last year. I normally don't like those stupid comparisons, like, oh, there's more weed shops than Starbucks. Well, yeah, weed's more popular than coffee. We fucking get it. It's not a big deal. But the industry, technically, theoretically, if it was all legal, it would have generated at least $53 billion more than McDonald's and Starbucks. That's big-time shit. Those are huge corporations that employ tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people. And that's what marijuana can be. It's already there, man. There's already 15, 20, 25 million people who are like, yeah, man, just give me a store. Open up a store close to me. I'll go buy it. People can work there. You can pay them wages. Marijuana's grown. It's sold. It's smoked. There's value created and jobs created and economic activity, real wealth, real fucking economic activity is created and a ton of it. But most states are like, no, we can't. We're not going to do that. Fuck that. Jobs? Fuck that. Wages? No. We're not doing any of that. All the money for, the growers and from the dispensaries and the transporters and the people who make bongs and all that extra generated activity that's already going on. We're just going to make it legal. We're not going to do that. We'd rather those people just sell weed out of their basement, grow in their basement, sell in a back alley somewhere, deliver it to people, whatever. That's what most states are just going to go with. So this is the fucking massive customer base is just sitting there waiting. We're just waiting, saying, give me legal weed. I want to go buy some weed somewhere legally. Just give me a shot. Give me a chance, bro. Put me in, coach. I need. That's all I need. But no, not as of yet. Only in a few states. Not where most of us are. Unless you have a medical marijuana card, which is a bullshit way of doing things anyway. Medical marijuana cards and medical marijuana is going to be for kids with the approval of their parents and their doctor or whatever, or the approval of their parents and the advice of their doctor, whichever way you want to do it. But for adults, you used to be able to go in and buy as much weed as you want for whatever fucking reason. Doesn't matter. You want to go to sleep? You got cancer? You know, you piss too much? I don't think it's good for that. Whatever. Maybe it'll make your multiple trips to the bathroom better if you're high. It shouldn't matter. Nobody should care. All right. Last but not least, it's from WBUR.org. Colorado, Boulder, Colorado, Mayor Suzanne Jones, I guess, was on a radio show, and she was advising Massachusetts on what they should do. Because, of course, in Colorado in 2012, they legalized recreational marijuana, started selling in January 2014. She's been on the city council of Boulder since 2011, and she's now their mayor. She has some very government-oriented advice, as she would, considering her station, considering who she is. She has some very government-oriented, government-dominant advice for Massachusetts, lawmakers in Massachusetts, where recreational marijuana was just legalized, on how to do things.
Investors in the marijuana industry are looking to Massachusetts for big profits. An investment firm in the cannabis industry called the ArcView Group predicts the market for legal marijuana could reach $1 billion by 2020 in Massachusetts. ArcView CEO Troy Dayton went as far as to say that Boston could become, quote, the cannabis capital of the world. Damn. One reason for that is simple geography. Massachusetts is an easy drive from heavily populated.
By the way, the interview with this mayor is supposed to be in here somewhere. So this is about 5 minutes long, and if it gets boring, I'll move on. But there's some good shit in here.
Populated eastern states where pot is still illegal. It could also mean an influx of so-called marijuana tourists. For a glimpse into how that might affect us here in Massachusetts, we're joined now by the mayor of Boulder, Colorado, Suzanne Jones, who's been dealing with the ups and downs of legal marijuana since it became legal in Colorado in 2014. Mayor Jones, thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thanks for having me.
You know, I've been looking at websites promoting marijuana tourism. I'm wondering if you would describe or characterize marijuana tourism in Boulder.
Well, it's definitely one of the draws, I think. We like to think that there's many other reasons to come to Boulder as well. Ah. But I think cannabis tourism is certainly an added cherry on top.
So, as mayor, you welcome it.
Well, yeah. I mean, when it was on the ballot back in 2012, it passed. It certainly passed statewide, obviously, but within Boulder to the tune of 75%. So, clearly, it was something our residents welcomed. And so, as leaders of the city, we went forward to embrace it and figure out the best way to regulate the industry in a responsible way that also would meet the voters' expectations.
Is there any way to yet gauge what the value of marijuana-related tourism is in Boulder, dollar-wise?
Well, since it's a relatively new industry, it's only been around a couple of years, it's hard to pin down that number, but certainly it's significant. It's contributing both at the retail level, but also in terms of a sales tax level to the city. That much we know for sure.
What kinds of businesses is it helping?
Some of this is anecdotal, but we know that people do take cannabis vacations, or it's an added reason on top of other reasons to come to visit us.
Oh, yeah.
And people stay in hotels, and they go out to our many restaurants, and I believe tend to stay longer.
After recreational marijuana was voted legal in four states, including Massachusetts, this last November, you said you were glad Colorado wouldn't have to bear the brunt of people moving to the state for legal marijuana. What did you mean by that? I'm wondering, are you seeing any problems associated with more people coming to Colorado?
Right now, Colorado's economy is booming. It's above the national average, and then Boulder's even higher than that. You know, and that's a great thing, but right now we're the second in terms of the fastest rate of population growth in the country. We are also ranked third in terms of having the fastest rising home prices. So it's always better to have a boom than a bust, but managing the challenges of a boom is also something that it'd be great to spread the wealth, as they say. People are worried that we don't want to, you know, kill the goose that laid the golden egg. Marijuana is one of our amenities, but we don't need to be the only state in the country known for it. So we welcome some other states to the party.
Last year, the Boulder City Council created a marijuana advisory panel made up of cannabis.
Welcome to the party.
Cannabis consumers and health experts, among others. What's the goal here, and has it been effective?
I think it's been very effective. We started out here in the city of Boulder. I mean, we were creating...
By the way, if you're listening live, Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus, if you're interested, Trump apparently is on his way to the inauguration ceremony. The motorcade is in motion. Let's check in real quick with our live intern. What was his name? Robert? Robert Bobby? Bobby John? I don't know. He has a microphone. Let's listen to it. That does not sound good. Let's check in, though. There's a simultaneous Hillary-Clinton rally going on. We have audio there as well. Let's check in with that. That's a shame. Very sad day for everybody. Again, I didn't vote for Trump. I didn't support Trump. I got a lot of problems with Trump, but boy... He fucking brings reactions out of people. Holy shit. Anyway, back to what the fuck we were doing? Weed news. Yes. The mayor of Boulder, Colorado, should be giving her advice to Massachusetts here any minute so I can talk about it.
Creating regulations from, you know, a blank slate, right? It's a new industry. How do you start out creating a good set of regulations? And so we started out pretty strict. We put into place some strict regulations about...
It's a very government answer. You start out very, very strict. You know, from a business point of view, you want to start out very lax, you know, for the whole job creation thing. But she wants to go with strict.
It's about how clumped these businesses could be together, how close... Obviously, you don't want them too close to schools and whatnot. And...
Why? If there's a fucking Walgreens next to a school, why can't there be a marijuana shop next to a school? Isn't that the point of checking ID, the whole fucking system?
We got off to a good start, but as the industry's matured and proven itself, they wanted us to relax some standards and make it a little bit easier to do business. And so we thought, you know what, the industry's proved itself, it's been a good actor, let's relax some of the tight regulations so that it's more business friendly.
So let me...
Well, that's good, a good thing, obviously, but let's face it, that's not going to happen in most cases. In most cases, regulations tend to grow and multiply. And, grow and multiply.
So let me ask you one last question. As state and municipal officials in Massachusetts consider how to regulate legalized marijuana here, and individual cities and towns, of course, will consider whether or not they want legal pot shops open in their towns, do you have advice?
Yes. I think it's important to have good statewide policy, and then I believe local governments should be able to go further in terms of regulating the industry to create the type of industry they want or don't want in their towns. And I would say start out strict. You can always relax your regulations as the industry proves itself. I think the big focus here was to make sure it did not get into the hands of underage youth, certainly didn't get in, didn't increase with the legalization of marijuana. That was kind of the important thing to really focus on. And so we've been working hard on that. The other thing I would say is growing marijuana indoors uses an incredible amount of electricity. And so require this new industry to use renewable energy or to buy offsets. Just do that from the get-go because it.
Another very government answer. Force businesses to have green energy, so on and so forth. Make things more expensive for them to do business and for people, you know, for consumers, and make it more expensive for everybody.
Because it will increase your energy output, and you might as well get some added community.
There's obviously there's going to be regulations with this, with legalization, no matter where you are. But there's a real danger in going too far and suppressing what could be an amazing, flourishing industry, and leaving, when it's all said and done and everything's legal, leaving the bulk of sales still remaining with the black market. And it's not going to help anything. There's a real danger of just overthinking this, overregulating it. There's just some basic stuff you need to do and then let the industry go. The people who are going to build this industry are the business owners, the people who are taking the time and the risk and investing their time and their money. These are the people that are going to build this industry, not some fucking bureaucrat or some state senator or a mayor or a city council person. Anyway, that's my 2 cents. That's Weed News. We've got hour two coming up here on Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus, January 20th, 2017. Trump's on his way to do his hand in the air thing, which he may do something crazy during. You never know. Also, by the way, they're handing out a bunch of joints in Washington, D.C., and people are supposed to light up 4 minutes and 20 seconds into his speech. We'll see what happens there. It is legal to possess at the 2 ounces in Washington, D.C. It's also legal to give it away, but it has to be on Washington, D.C. property, not federal property. So we'll see what happens. It's all going to be very interesting. So I'll keep an eye on that. We also have the Church of Stoner Jesus coming up at the beginning of Hour 2. Check out some odd news, some gay news, all kinds of news. So I guess I'm supposed to call gay news now queer news or queer voices. And I don't like gay news. It was the original title. That's what I'm keeping. Plus, that's with the little production element that begins it. That's what it's based on. We're not going to do that again. Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus, January 20th, 2017. Biatches. Stay tuned for Hour 2.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome sponsor of the show, Kind Soil. Check out the Kind Soil banner on StonerJesus.net or go to KindSoil.com. And also follow at Kind Soil on Twitter. Kind Soil is a 100% organic soil program that feeds your plants from seed to harvest. All you ever do is water your plants. Never use nutrients again. Make sure you check out that Kind Soil banner on StonerJesus.net. Kind Soil allows your plant to feed as it chooses, drink fresh, clean water as it chooses, all while never experiencing burns or growth issues from chemical feeding. Kind Soil produces large, dense flowers soaked in trichomes. Go check it out for yourself, kindsoil.com, or click that Kind Soil banner on stonerjesus.net. Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here. I have a question for you. Do you like extracts? Of course you do. We all do. But getting quality product can be such a problem these days. Have you ever considered making your own? Well, Terp Extractors has equipment for every skill level, from beginners to advanced extract artists. They offer the highest quality equipment, and they back it up with their industry-leading training and tech support. They carry everything from bi-directional closed-loop systems to tabletop rosin presses. Make sure you visit their website at terpextractors.com. That's Terp with two P's, and let them help you get on the path to extraction. Make sure you use promo code SJ5 before January 1st to receive 5% off your first order. And make sure you please check your local laws before purchasing. That's TerpExtractors.com. That's Terp with two P's. Or simply click the Terp Extractors banner on StonerJesus.net. And make sure you use promo code SJ5 before January 1st to receive 5% off your first order.
Cannabis legalization efforts are increasing competition for businesses wanting to make it big. In this complex and fast-changing environment, only the savviest will survive. What are you going to do to stay ahead of the game? Enter New Frontier's free platform, Equio, the premier business intelligence, visualization, and marketing platform for the cannabis industry. With Equio, you can stay on top of your store sales, trends, and competition, better understand your seasonality and broader sales trends, identify and compare your top products and categories, and cross-buying opportunities. Go to www.equio.io to sign up for your free membership today. That's EQUIO.io to sign up now. The power of real-time big data is now in your hands. Run with New Frontier and let us help you conquer the wild.
Play as Ted Growing, expelled botany sophomore and the biggest grower in town, only on Weed Firm Replanted. Available on the App Store and Google Play.
It's a lot of work being the biggest grower in town. Maintaining a room full of plants while dealing with a slew of eccentric customers, from a hardcore partier to the curious neighbor next door.
Is anybody home?
Help me expand my bud business by unlocking new strains, customizing my grow room, and completing challenges that you can't get enough of. Grow your empire so big you can see it from space. Low on funds? Don't worry. Weed Firm Replanted is free to download.
Download Weed Firm Replanted for free on the App Store and Google Play today. Get growing, Mr. Growing.
Cannabis use isn't the only thing growing. So are we. Grow with us. CannabisRadio.com.
The cannabis industry is growing. Business is booming. And as new opportunities arise in newly legalized states, each market is getting more competitive. Today, it takes more than just being a good grower. Do you have the resources to market and handle this ever-changing business landscape? Let Canna Management Corporation help you grow your canna business with our vast resources and experience to make your business a fully functional service company. Financial management, HR, sales, marketing, efficiency, and more. CMC has the experience and the expertise to improve your business and help you better meet the demands of your clients and customers. Call Canna Management Corporation and let our team get you ready to grow. 415-269-8015. That's 415-269-8015. Or visit canna-management.com.
The National Cannabis Industry Association presents the Seed to Sale Show, January 31st and February 1st at the Colorado Convention Center in Denver. Register now at www.seedtosaleshow.com or 888-409-4418. The NCIA Seed to Sale Show, the largest cannabis business event to be held in Denver, will host over 2,000 cannabis professionals and focus on innovations and technology in cultivation, infused products and extraction, and sales strategies. The show will recognize the best in the industry with the Cannavation and Cannatech Awards. Register before January 6th for $100 savings at seedtosaleshow.com. Use the code RADIO15 for an additional 15% off. Plan your experience now for the NCIA Seed to Sale Show, January 31st and February 1st. Seedtosaleshow.com or 888-409-4418.
Great websites today need expert web design and development and need to be e-commerce ready and mobile friendly. But building a marketable and profitable website can be an uphill climb. Ready to make your new website or replace your existing website? Think Orange as the new way to get in the black. Orange Hill Development works with Fortune 500 companies and offer the same top quality development service at a fraction of what other providers charge. Brands like Absolute, Carlsberg, and Nestea trust Orange Hill Development. Find out why you should trust your website with Orange Hill. Contact Orange Hill for a consultation today at orangehilldevelopment.com.